The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that very time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans?" "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you want to rid yourself of joy and laughter, listen to the news. Just a few days ago, I read a disturbing news article about some children living here in the USA, not somewhere else, but some children living here in America who were being exposed to lead in their school's drinking water fountains. Lead. We banned lead paint decades ago on the off chance that some little tyke might find a piece of paint and eat it. And now, all this time later, some states don't even bother to test for lead in their drinking fountains at all. To switch out these old, faulty, lead-contaminated water fountains and put a brand new model in is only a couple of $100. Problem solved. No more lead poisoning in schools, at least from the water. But the school districts aren't switching out water dispensers. We can't even get all of our school-aged children clean drinking water in their schools. Maybe we as a society should repent and change our ways. In today's gospel reading, Jesus calls upon people to change their ways. Again and again in Luke's gospel, Jesus beckons anyone who can hear him to repent. And what started Jesus on the latest refrain about repentance? Jesus heard the local news. Some Jewish pilgrims had been murdered. These weren't just any Jewish pilgrims. These were Galileans, people from the same county as Peter and Andrew. These pilgrims traveled to the holy city of Jerusalem in order to praise God. And while these faithful people were in the temple offering their sacrifices to God, the oppressive Roman government, for whatever reason, if they even had a reason, murdered these Galileans. Jesus smells a rat here. Jesus quickly picks up on the crowd's automatic assumption that if only these pilgrims had lived better, more moral, more holy lives, God would have spared them from a brutal death and a life cut short. That somehow these Galileans deserved what they got. Do you think that it is because of all these people suffered in this way because they were worse sinners than others? Think again, Jesus says. Jesus drives home the point by asking the crowd, when you heard the news that 18 people died when the Tower of Siloam fell, do you think that they were any more evil than those that lived? Jesus is asking them, and he is asking us, does living a holy life exempt anyone from pain or suffering? Can anyone earn a peaceful death? Jesus' response is no. But what is possible is to maximize the life that each of us has. In this season of Lent, we strive to talk openly and honestly about repentance. For some of you, this Lenten season of repentance might be one of your favorite times of years. Lent provides all of us an opportunity to reflect and consider the areas of our lives that need attention. Lent provides us space to move into deeper intimacy with God, where, as today's psalmist writes, we eagerly seek God, where we thirst for God, where we meditate upon who God is. Repentance is a good thing for us. It's a good thing. Not only can we express remorse and regret, but we can also consciously decide, with God's help, to turn away from the things that are disrupting our lives. Whether we see a need to change a small thing in our lives or confront a more challenging aspect, repentance and reconnecting with God gives us the opportunity to fundamentally change the direction of our lives. There's also this beautiful humility to repentance. When we repent, we acknowledge our own lack of perfection. We aren't perfect. We've done some stupid stuff. We've hurt the people we love. We've denied God's goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world God has created. It's not just us that needs to repent, but our culture too. We need to open our eyes to where society is being poisoned and make a conscious choice to make a change. As it states in our confession, we live in a world where evil is done on our behalf. Jesus has a message for us. All of us are deeply, profoundly loved by God. God is constantly searching for ways to reach into our hearts so that our lives might pump more of God's love out into the world. Repentance gives us a chance to own up to our own mistakes, to refocus, to reconnect with the one who delights in us. Repentance resets our relationship with God. We can acknowledge that we aren't perfect. We can own our mistakes. We can take responsibility for not being the people that we want to be. Repentance gives us life. Where do we get the courage to repent? Where do we get the power to change our lives? Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When we are able to acknowledge our faults and admit difficult truths to ourselves, when we provide room for God to act, we might be giving God room to heal a sadness. And when we decide to change our ways and proclaim that everyone matters, we might even give God room to bring clean water to thirsty children. Our repentance is powerful when we commit to fully opening ourselves up to God. Let us repent so that God can continue God's good and mighty works through our lives and through our nation. Amen.